Merced Hall, Salt Lake City, Utah. Opportunity came knocking at my dorm door during my senior year at Brigham Young. When I opened the door, I saw my friend Aaron, a bit out of breath, talking so fast I thought he was speaking Spanish. "You gotta read this, you gotta read this," he insisted. "It's about this guy who had a rich dad. Well, his real dad was poor, but his rich dad was..." And he went on. I stared at him blankly, not having a clue about what he was talking about. Grabbing the book from his hand, I promised him I'd look at it and get back to him. I started reading it. I found myself really wrapped up in the story of Robert and his rich dad, but pressing concerns vied for my attention. At 21, I was studying for midterms and writing papers. I was about to earn a degree from the business school, and I was busy interviewing for jobs and preparing for graduation. With all those commitments, I put Rich Dad, Poor Dad aside and eventually returned it to Aaron. Right after graduation, I landed a dream job at a startup.com. Like my peers, I figured I would make my fortune and retire early by cashing in incredibly valuable stock options. The plan turned out to be a pipe dream that quickly went up in smoke. 3 months after being hired, I was laid off. The stock options were worthless. Next, I found a job as a software engineer. By this time, I knew that I absolutely hated being an employee. Every payday, I was reminded why people hated taxes so much. I could not believe that much money was actually cut out of my pay. Before I graduated from college, I fantasized about all the stuff I was going to buy when I was working. But between taxes, car payments, and rent, I didn't feel like I was much better off than I was when I was a student. Angry and fed up, I remembered Robert and his rich dad. I went home, and I told my husband Jeff, we were newly married, about the book Aaron nearly forced on me. We decided to go to the bookstore and buy a copy to read together. After that, we bought Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant and Rich Dad's Guide to Investing. Jeff had always done what society expected him to do. He attended the University of Utah, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts in Japanese and Bachelor of Science in Finance. Getting a really good job was his goal. Jeff interviewed with several big firms. His grades were near perfect, he had been awarded several scholarships, and he spoke and wrote fluent Japanese. So he was puzzled when he secured no job offers. Jeff usually handled the rejection pretty well. One particular time, however, he took it very hard. He, along with his identical twin brother, John, who happened to have majored in the same subjects and scored the same GPA as his brother, were selected out of 1,000 applicants to go through a meticulous screening process. Both had applied for a financial analyst position with one of the Big Five accounting firms. They were interviewed about half a dozen times, and from the whole university, only Jeff, John, and another person were selected to go to the company's headquarters in San Francisco for a final interview. Gossip had it that once you made it that far into the interview process, you were in. Jeff and John came back from the trip so nervous and excited that they could barely contain themselves. Finally, the phone call came. John was offered a position in the financial banking division. Jeff wasn't. I had never seen Jeff so emotionally down. Feeling lost, he kept asking me what he was going to do with the rest of his life. He had done everything society told him to do, and he felt like a failure. Listening to the well-intentioned advice of others, he decided to go to grad school to study business information systems. That way, he thought, his chances of landing a really good job would improve. He took his GMAT and was accepted into an excellent school. He would begin classes in the fall of 2001. But I could not help but wonder if advanced schooling would help us. More education would probably throw us deeper into debt. We would be digging a hole of liabilities instead of building up assets. Plus, after grad school, Jeff would probably get a corporate job, and I hated my corporate job enough for the both of us.